Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Radio, and you're in touch with Wiggins World of Wellness. And this is Stacy Wiggins, and this is radio the way it should be heard. And you've got the power. I absolutely believe that. We don't know we have the power, but you've got the power. We always did. Most of the time we've been giving it away, or that some people call it pissing it away, or just unknowingly not accumulating our own power. So what are we talking about today about you've got the power? It's a great topic. It's the most exciting topic of times because we are in the most exciting times of times. And we kind of knew that it was coming. We heard about it. You know, we kind of was aware of it, got the ear to the ground, and voila, here it is. Thank goodness we have finally arrived. What? What do you mean, thank goodness? What? Yes. WTF. You. Finally, we are there. We have woke the freak up. How else are you going to wake up? How else are you going to become aware of what's most important in your life, your health, your family, your community? We're here. Bingo. Through the greatest chaos comes the greatest opportunity. When I heard that and I read that as a little kid with these positive mental attitude books, I'm like, just wasn't getting it. I just wasn't understanding. How can something so bad, deemed so bad, or it's the worst thing in the world that we are in, have benefits? Not only just have benefits, but provide the opportunity to place you in the best place ever. Awake, aware, and healthy. Otherwise, we've been unhealthy, in fear, and asleep. Killed by convenience. I love that comment. I came up with it. Convenience kills. Kills convenience. What do I mean by that? We, especially as Americans, have certainly tried to become more convenient with how we eat, with how we work, with everything we do. We try to look for convenience, for the easy way. And you think about it, yeah, I just want to be comfortable. I want to work a little hard, but be comfortable. But comfort does not evolve you. What evolves you? Stress. Discomfort. When you go to the gym and you comfortably work out, you don't evolve muscles. You don't make them bigger. When you read a book and you've read it 10 times and you read it again, you haven't stretched your mind. You're not evolving your whole consciousness. So we are now at the precipice of the greatest potential of your own personal involvement. Your involvement, my not involvement. Evolution, your evolution and my evolution. All right, here we go. Out of the greatest chaos comes a perfect opportunity. Here's what I mean by this. This shutdown, we'll call it, has showed everyone who they are. When you spend more time with yourself, with your family, or just spend more time not running around, rushing, getting to one spot to the next, you start to have a little time to think, maybe even perspective, maybe even analyze, maybe even look over the past of your life and see, am I where I want to be? What have I done with my life? Great opportunity we have right here, right now. I've gotten so far down in this opportunity. The title today is Wellness During a Pandemic. Wellness During a Pandemic. Yeah, we're reaching for wellness. We're not just trying to survive and scratch and survive a impact, a virus. We are continually working for our wellness during whatever phase or activity we are here on this earth. So how to respond to the new challenging times. That would be the subtitle. How to respond to all this is going on. How to be the calm in the middle of the storm. How to be connected. How to be aware of your breath. How to be calm in your mind. The greatest, the absolute greatest, or I should ask you, what do you think in your mind is the absolute greatest insult to your health, to your immune system? Now, that's a great word. We're all starting to talk more about today. We're becoming more conscious and aware of, ooh, I better be more immune strong. And how do you get that way? Well, we'll share some ideas. So how are we negotiating during these tough times, these troubling times? Here's the perfect opportunity. When the crisis is occurring and you're all stressed out, you must look for the benefits. What do you mean, the benefits? Oh, absolutely. There's benefits. But if you're focused on mass media of news and you're focused on the sky is falling and you're focused on, I don't have any money coming in, and you're focused on all these other stresses, fear-based stresses, and you're not tuned in to you. You're not aware of what's going on with you. You're not breathing. So how to respond to these new challenging times? All right, here's some of the benefits. I'm kind of jumping around here because the benefits are actually pretty wonderful. I have a benefit sheet. All right, I said benefits of lockdown. Lockdown. More rest. I've actually been able to become, I sleep real good. I get great rest, but maybe a little bit more rest. I had a client of mine show me an email. He said, thank you, Stacy, so very much for showing me how to roll out on the medicine ball, because now that I'm home and I have all this time, my body has never felt as good as it does now. And I thought, beautiful. My work is taking hold. I don't have to be there to touch a person to increase their livelihood, to increase their awareness and their decrease their level of stress, because stress kills. We know that. We know that stress kills. And now we're getting a brighter picture of just what kind of stresses are out there that are killing us. So back to the benefits. More benefits. So we talked about rest. My one client, I certainly have gotten more flexible because I spent more time on the ball. I spent more time, this is a little tight here. So I would take my time rolling out on the medicine ball, giving myself a self-massage. So muscle tissue is just fabulous. What else have we learned? Oh my goodness, more time to love your family, more time to love yourself, more time to find that love maybe that you've kind of distanced yourself by being so busy, reconnecting. Big part of being at home is reconnecting. Now, this is one of my favorite ones because I grew up in Yellow Springs. I grew up outdoors. I grew up running through the Glen almost daily because that was my woohoo form of exercise. I loved doing it. Still do when I get a chance. So for me, a walk in the woods is such a grounding effect, such a transformational out of the stress world into the de-stress world. The trees, they're alive. They're taking your carbon dioxide and giving you oxygen. Lovely relationship you got going there. And it's just nice to be among trees, nature, and look, observe. It's a different type of neurological feeding of the body as opposed to a neurological insult that we get watching TV or on our phones or all these things. It's that reconnection with nature. So in short, walking in the woods, reconnecting with nature. Oh my goodness, have you cleaned out your garage yet? Have you painted? I have. Have you looked around the house and gotten these projects that were less, hanging and kind of just, we'll get to it when I'm not busy? Well, this is it. You're not busy. So a lot of projects have been done. And boy, if we had some money, we could spend a little more money, get some material, and make another project. So that's really cool. We're able to repair our own homes. So wait a minute. Slowing down repairs our own body, our own mind. Slowing down, you can also repair your own home. Yeah. So have you cleaned your bathroom more frequently now than ever? Certainly. The hygiene of your house, your household should step up. Have you noticed the air outside being cleaner? Less traffic, less air traffic, all these pollutants, these petro forms of transportation are producing less. We've had some beautiful, beautiful cloudless days. And the last time we've had cloudless days, it's been some time ago. I got on that chemtrail bandwagon, all that kind of stuff. And every time you looked up, you saw X's and crosses. It's like you never seen clear, crisp days. And recently we have. That was just, I called it delicious. You could just breathe and taste the air. It was much cleaner. So the cleaner house, that's really important. Did you clean your car up? General hygiene. Did you clean where you go, where you live? If you're able to get to your workspace, is your workspace now more organized? Is things wiped down and cleaned up? These are all benefits of this time, of the coronavirus. So there's your outer world of cleaning and cleansiness. But have you started to clean your mind? Have you started to clean the clutter that we collect in our brain? Oh, it's a massive amount. One thing I noticed that was really cute, kind of cool, I kept on trying to be in a rush. I'm like, okay, we got to go. And then we're going to, it's like, stays it. There's no rush. You don't have an appointment to go to. You don't have something that you have to immediately go to. So I found myself slowing down. Not only did I mentally slow down, I physically, not only physically, but driving. Love to drive efficiently. We won't call it fast, but efficiently. But I was more chilled. I was more relaxed driving. So this whole process of being on the go, I'm busy, I got jobs to do, I got things to be, people to see, all that kind of stuff. Woo! That was a self-accumulated or self-assigned stress that I put upon myself. That I could now see, I don't have to be that way. I don't have to respond that way at all. So really cool. Have you been outside getting a little more sun? Oh, lovely. Vitamin D. Now, getting outside is the most basic thing, natural thing, sunshine, vitamin D. Every symptom, every disease almost process that we have, we experience, maybe one, skin cancer, something like that, is enhanced by the sun, by getting sunshine. So get some. It's really, really good. Have you done any online classes? Now, I've transferred my ball class that we meet on Saturdays online. And learning curve, starting to figure things out. But it really is beneficial. It really is good. It's giving a lot of effect and help for people. And actually, later on, maybe on the other half hour, I made a cut of about a 10-minute demonstration video at home that I think anyone can start, whether you're a senior citizen and you got maybe a little cane issue to help you walk, or you're going to grab a hold of two door frames to help stabilize yourself. And I think you'll really find that when we get to it, that it'll be a very helpful, very efficient, and fascinating way of working out in the hallway. And you've never done work out in the hallway? Absolutely. So that's something to look forward to. We're coming up. Okay. So I also noticed within my own self, one another benefit. What else is this coronavirus, this lockdown, this whole situation? How am I benefiting? I am physically getting a little stronger. I'm working out more and recovering a lot easier. So it's like, wow. Great. As I'm aging, I'm getting better. Now scratch your head on that one, because usually most people associate aging with a decline in health, a decline in mental sharpness, a decline in the ability to digest food, all these things. Decline to be able to have sex. Jeez, that's horrible. All right, let's see here. So we talked about hygiene. We talked about slowing down and buying less. Here's a big one. This situation, this lockdown, has also dramatically shown me where I spend money, where I, quote, waste money, where I de-invest or not invest in my health. So here's what I mean. If you're buying soda, any kind of soda, there's carbonation in it. And carbonation is CO2, and CO2 really isn't beneficial, bringing more into our body. And it doesn't cause any level of health. Actually, it's a detriment. Now, why would I want to drink CO2 carbonated beverages? I don't know. Tastes good, less diets, less calories, whatever. Bottom line is, it is not benefiting you to consume such things. So by purchasing that and consuming it, it's putting you back, your health back. We want to bring our health up. We want to invest in what is it going to take to raise our health to the next level, even though we're in a pandemic situation. Because that's exactly what you need to do to fight off anything. It doesn't matter what bug, virus, bacteria, it doesn't matter. It's always the raising of your inner strength. I had someone explain it this way. Let's say that 100% is full life, full energetic vitality life, 100% here, and zero is death. So you're dead. Nothing's happening at zero. Most people, they have somewhere between 30% to 10% of life force energy currently, every day, existing there. And then when a little insult happens, a little virus happens, poof. They have no safety net. They have no wealth of health within their systems that can fight it off. Because here's the other thing. Back to that convenience factor. Ugh. You know I got to think about being a couch potato or too convenient. Yeah. We, all of us, our history was born out of challenges, stress, sometimes food shortages, slavery, all these issues. What am I getting at? We have been born out of all of these stresses, traumas, bacterial invasions, and yet we persist. We will persist and exist because this is only going to strengthen us. Yes, some people will pass for various reasons, but those that survive will only be strengthened by it because that's how your immune system works. And then there's a whole thing about the herd immunity that hopefully we'll get to a little bit down the road. But it's all about creating this level of immunity that can pretty much kick butt with anything else that's going on out there. Let's see here. I want to go to a video and help explain to you why I feel so confident about it, because this Silver Soul is a product that I've been using 5-7 years. I had a phone interview with the president of this company that's out in Utah and with Dr. Amy Tedford about 2 years ago. And so I want to fire this up again and just get you to remember what we covered, because it's now super important and it's where we're at today. Let's check that out.
Hey y'all folks, stuck at home? I've been there. But you know, sometimes the greatest crises can produce some of the best answers. I just found one that I'm excited about, and I think you will be too. The number one reason why I'm excited about it is, well, you have to have a BOSU. But once you have a BOSU, B-O-S-U, you're going to be able to start at any level. And I'm thinking that for the seniors, for the people who are not moving much at all, who spend a lot of time on the couch, that this is a very safe way to start working out in your own home and to start getting your joints. Well, let's just talk about what I'm doing. Here's the BOSU. You got to go out and get one. They cost about 100 or so bucks, and they're absolutely necessary for a tool that I teach. So by getting on the BOSU and staying in the neutral position, your feet are going to be, you know, even with your hips. Hold on to the door frames. I want you to hold on to the door frames the whole time. So here's what we're doing. Got a little music in the background, and I'm just pushing up and down. I'm not leaving the BOSU, just my feet are working it. Now, you might not be able to see this, but I'm going to start working my ankles. Now, with my ankles, I'm pushing the heels down, pushing the toes up, pushing actually a little bit out to the outside of the ankles. This is creating strength, dexterity, and working on a nervous system that the floor just cannot offer. So we've moved in place here, getting our warm up, but here's what we can also focus on. I'm talking ankles, let's talk knees. So you can bring them out, you can push them back. This is warming up your knees, really great job. Now I'm gonna turn forward So you can see my next move, hips. So now every time my heel goes down, my hip fires off. Fire, 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 fire. My feet have not left the Bosu. We're warming up. Now, can you change feet positions? Absolutely. One in front, one in back. Now this is front heel, back toe. Back and forth. Now I'm feeling the back of my leg, hamstrings on this leg, and the quads in the front of my leg on this one. Switch up. Boom, boom. You can do this to any music, no music, whatever. Just do it. You'll have a lot of fun with it. Okay, so we've moved around with some foot positions. Now we're gonna do small walking. So I'm walking to the front. Now it's just the heels that are in the Bosu. Boom, 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 boom. Now I'm gonna walk to the back. Nice walking, walking, walking. Now it's just my toes in the Bosu. This is a fantastic toe stretch. Believe me, we jam our feet up in shoes and dress shoes all the time, and we're just making them miserable. This opens up your feet, makes them alive. Oh, can we go to the side? Absolutely. Now you're getting a little side ankle. Push, push, boom, 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 boom. Other side. Hold on to something. This is all about creating the dexterity, the coordination of your lower body. Cool. So, oh, one last thing. I like to do the circle. Kind of walk around in a circle. Heels, outside, inside foot, toes, outside, inside foot, and walk. Okay, I'm ready to skip. I'm warmed up. So now my feet are leaving the Bosu a little bit. I'm gonna turn sideways so you can see a side profile. This is what I call our recovery. So when you're in between exercises, you just kind of stop to this, or you can go to the side. And this is the in-between exercises. Now I'm gonna refer to my list that I have taped up here. Oh, kicks. So you can go kicking. Hold on to the door jams. Kick, kick, kick. But wait a minute. What about if you use a leg swing? So in front and back. In front and back. In front and back. This fires up the side of your leg, gives a little bit of inner thigh stretch. So once in between sets, just into the jogging around. All right. Now, if you want to go to some music that's got a two beat, boom, 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 or one beat, it's all good. Now we're going to do something a lot more advanced, squats. Why do I say a lot more advanced? Because the Bosu provides way more diversity, way more challenge for your feet and your legs than just regular floor. Regular floor, not much going on. On the Bosu, a whole lot's going on, stability, shaking. So by holding onto the door jams, it allows me to go a much deeper squat. So you can go deep, up, deep, up, deep, up. You can go 10 of these or however many that you feel comfortable with. Woo! Woo! All right, almost breaking a sweat here. It's supposed to be warming up. So, while you're waiting on your next exercise, you're just jogging in place. Let's check the list. All right, it said, explain about versatility in working out. Anytime you go to the gym and you're pushing weights or you're doing push-ups, there's no change. You can put more weight on, take more weight off, do more reps, do less reps, but you're doing the same exercise. On a Bosu, you can't do the same exercise. Just by the fact that you place your feet differently, fires up muscles that haven't previously been working. Whew. All right, now I'm gonna show you some advanced stuff real quickly, because I'm starting to get a little winded. Now, this is not for the first timers. This is not for the seniors that are just getting on the Bosu. This is for people who are already familiar with the Bosu and who are at a much higher level of fitness. Okay, here we go. This is running in place. Do that for 30 seconds and you rest for 90 seconds, now you're into that high intensity workout. So that could be one set. Here's another set. I'm leaning down, pulling into the door. Woo! Fires up way more hamstrings. All right, now, last set. Last set, sprints, squats, high knee lifts. This is another good one. So you're lifting your knees real high, holding onto the door frame. That is high cardio. Last set, I want to explain something to you. Most of us, when we do squats, we're not firing up and realizing the variability of your squat. Here's what I mean. If you pull the Bosu out further away from the door frame, now you're just gonna have your heels on the Bosu. When your heels are only making contact in your squat, you have to be working back of the calf, hamstring, and hips. So if you only do a couple of these, that's great. Use the door frame for assistance. So you're gonna go heels, 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 heels. Take a quick break. Scoot it in a little bit. Now your feet are running in the middle of the Bosu. Flat foot, squat, 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 squat. Now you're gonna take a quick break. Bring it in a little closer. Now it's just your toes that are on the Bosu. Heels are hanging. Squat, 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 squat. So all three positions offer a good variability of that deep squat. So, in conclusion, you have to go out and buy one of these Bosus as soon as possible. I know we're on lockdown and money's tight, but I have many, many, way more exercises that involve one Bosu, also two, but let's just get started with one, and it will help you, as you can hear, cardiovascular-wise, balance-wise, joint mobility-wise, and if you're just laying on the Bosu like I'm about to do, this will help open up your rib cage. So the Bosu is pushing up, and my ribs are decompressing. I'm breathing in deep. Exhale. Now, I will do this on all four sides. Lay on my side, a couple deep breaths, lay on my belly, and other side. All that helps you to develop those muscles that your ribs extend out and ribs come in. Those are called the intercostal muscles. And most of us today, we're so tight, we're rigid, we're bent over. Our posture, it sucks, really, it just sucks. And a big part of that is our tension, our tightness, our commitment to being tight. Using the Bosu, breathing on it, deep belly breaths, really help to open up, decompress this whole rib cage. And of course, more oxygen is good for you. Thanks for watching. Got more tips coming on the way. I just wanted to show you what to do when you're all jammed up. Get jamming with the door jam. Hey, y'all folks, stuck at home, not knowing what to
do. All right. I like that. Committed to being tense. Most of us are. We just don't know what we've done to be so tense. All right, here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on Wiggins World of Wellness on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Attention, Central Ohio. Attention, Central Ohio. Lincoln Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%.
Yes!
5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry! And call Linco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today. 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood. Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists. The two new programs are open to Black and visual artists are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists. More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's Ash Kickin'.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
At talktainmentradio.com, we don't just talk. We don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at talktainmentradio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And speaking of hearing, you're hearing Stacey Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness. And today, our topic we are talking about is wellness during a pandemic. Wellness during a pandemic. You notice the direction that we're talking here. Not all the other stuff. Not trying to cure something. Wellness. And how to respond to the new challenging times. Good subtitle. So how to respond to the new challenging times. Let me give an example of how I responded just a couple days ago. Most people aren't aware of when a germ, a virus, or when they get hit with something until maybe further down the road. I am aware of it pretty much at the moment it happens. At the instant it happens, I can feel a bug, a tingle, a this or that. It's in the nasal passages, back of the throat, wherever. Well, I felt one recently. I'm like, okay. Didn't go into the whole COVID virus thing, but it's like, okay, it's a bug. Because they're all just bugs, okay? Some just have different names. And so I was like, okay. I started doing my silver spray. Now, we'll get a video here lit up here in a little bit about this silver soul. This is, let me get a break here real quick. I'm breathing it in. You can have it in your eyes, have it in any orifice you have. All right, Silver Soul is such an awesome tool, such a benefit for your immune system that once you see this video, once you have the product in your hand, it's like, I'm not going to be without it. It's like not breathing because you got to do it. So this silver is what helps me have a more positive attitude, a more proactive instead of reactive way of taking care of my health. So if I go out in public, spray myself down, there is actual gel you can put up your nostrils. I thought about bringing it in and demonstrating, but other voices told me no. However, this gel, you put it up your nostrils all the way up, and it creates a barrier for your breathing apparatus, which is your nose. Breathing is so important. Now we're figuring it out. Because we WTFU. We woke the freak up. Oh, can't breathe. That's a problem. Absolutely. Well, you weren't really breathing that well beforehand. I have exercises for that. Beautiful exercises on a BOSU. But let me get back to this point. The wellness during the pandemic. One of the most influential men in my life. I loved him from the actually first time I met him is Dr. Virgil Benson Crane. He is the founder of Alpha Biotics, the leader of Alpha Biotics. Alpha who? Well, Alpha Biotics is balancing the nervous system, balancing the brain hemispheres so that the nervous system can be more calm, more appropriate, more not overreactive or underreactive, just perfectly reacting. So Dr. Virgil Benson Crane was a prolific writer. He has just volumes and volumes of material. He's had podcasts way back in the 60s that weren't, you know, radio talk shows. He had a huge following of people. And it was a new understanding. It wasn't about adjusting bones. It wasn't about massaging muscles. It wasn't about addressing the ills, the pains and the problems of the body. It was about addressing the the inability for your brain to communicate with your body in a clear way. It just looked like I had an inability. No, it's about living balance. It's about both your left and your right brain hemisphere performing optimally. When they don't, you're out of balance. And if you're out of balance, your physiology is out of balance. And if you try to correct your physiology without addressing your brain health, you're not going to get much progress. So, sorry, Doc, I tore up your explanation, but I saved it. So let me read this. This is a post I saw on Facebook and didn't ask for permission, but I think it shouldn't be too offensive to most of us that I need to ask for permission to reread this post. And it came from regarding Dr. Virgil Benson Crane. Dr. Virgil Benson Crane wrote concerning what is going on in this present time in 1993. So, yes, he was profound, prolific, and prophetic. Let's see. Here's his quote. To me, this is nothing but a prophecy. Our times are coming in the near future that economic, social, political, and geologic and alien forces will dramatically change the world as we have known it. And these changes will not be for the better. Millions will die. Whoa. Only neurologically integrated, interactualized, balanced people will have a chance. What did he just say? Only neurological, so that's the nervous system. Integrated is having the brain totally functioning, integrated with your system. So here's your computer, here's your hardware, software kind of thing. Actualized, balanced people. What is actualized balance? I figured this out about 10 years after being balanced. When your brain has operated in a balanced fashion for a long enough time to be in this natural state of balance that very few of us have, your thinking changes, your perceptions, all things change because now you're operating from a higher level of brain capacity. It's amazing. It's phenomenal to know that your brain is in the utmost position to figure things out, to source energy, materials, or wherewithal in order to solve a problem, or just to breathe in, to relax, recover, respond, and regenerate. But when we're out of balance, we get none of that. When we're out of balance, We're overly reactive. We're tight, we're tense, we're not breathing. When we're out of balance, we're less with love. We're tight, we're not breathing in deeply. We're not being patient, we're not being compassionate because we're out of balance. This is that fear state that we all are in today. I asked a question earlier, and I didn't really drill down to this, but I will now. What do you consider the greatest impact to your health? What would be environmental toxins, the GMOs, genetically modified food, or would it be poor air quality, poor water? You know, if you're up in, God forbid, if you're in Flint, Michigan, you cannot drink the water. It's not clean enough. And then I watched a program yesterday where most of the world does not have clean water. The water in our toilets is way cleaner than the water they're drinking. And that is very sad. That is very sad that we cannot fix that problem. We will. We will quickly as well. So, Virgil Benson Crane, hold on. Doggone it. My program just went off. There we go. Now, I have to talk to you about that program that just interrupted our program here in a second. It's my Healy program, running actual frequencies, micro frequencies, in order to promote my own internal balance. So speaking of balance, only the neurologically integrated, interactualized, balanced people will have a chance to survive these coming times. The abbreviated, the ones that are out of balance, the ones that are overly stressed, they will suffer and millions will perish. Suffering will be in the millions. I'm sorry, I got off his quote. Only balanced and aligned, unified, integrated people can adequately cope. Alphabiotic alignment will mean the difference between life and death. This man's committed to his work. And for your loved ones and for your friends. So, in short, what he is saying is, when we are out of balance from the brain down, spiritually, we're out of balance. Physically, very easy to see we're out of balance. And mentally, we're out of balance. How can you possibly exist and thrive in this state of imbalance? You really can't. You're doing the best you can with what you got. So, how can I go about feeling so good about these challenging times? Well, I've been balanced. I've maintained balance. My neurological system, my immune system, all my body systems, they're strong. My gas tank is full, not close to empty. So I'm able to go through these challenging times, get a little cough, fight the bug off, boom, move on. Another thing that I did to respond to this bug, this thing I thought I caught overnight, is I hopped into the far infrared sauna the next morning. Went to sleep, did all the silver in the mouth, took silver lozenges that I have in my pocket, and I didn't wake up healed. I'm like, whoa, I thought this stuff would work. Kind of missed in my glasses. So I'm like, okay, it didn't work. What's your next move, Stay? So you took vitamin C last night, and that really didn't get it, and you know, you're doing some zinc. Go in the sauna. Got in the sauna. 20 minutes later, boom. The light irritation I was feeling, the dryness in the back of the throat that I was feeling was gone. And I was like, well, I'm going to stay in here for the next 10 minutes and really get a good sweat on. And I mean pools of sweat are on the towels or all, you know, on the sauna. And then I'm thinking, okay, I feel good. Everything works. There's no slight irritation. There's no problem. Drink plenty of fluids, hot tea. Just make sure that, you know, you don't open yourself up. Boom. That could have been a possible insult, it was, that I quickly took care of. It didn't go into the whole process of inflammation, mucus, and then maybe run a fever and, you know, get all clogged up because I responded very quickly to an insult. Now, if I had not, would it be worse? Possibly. I don't know. We don't know, but I ain't going to go that way. This is how wellness happens. You nip things in the bud. You don't wait until you have a disease to like wake up and like, oh, I got a problem here. No, you've had a problem. The disease is now the label to your problem. Silver, S-O-L. And it would be, by Dr. Peddington, P-E-D-D, not Peter, but Peddington. And he is a well recognized medical doctor. I think he works for the Armed Forces, Special Forces, and he has some capacity in the government. And so he is quite a legit piece of reference of information that you can go about relying upon, that this information is true, verified, and not only that this particular product has its own patent number, U.S. patent number, and he's proud to show it and proud to talk about it. And it's like, well, what makes this so different from the colloidal minerals that I've heard about before, or the other minerals, colloids? And then there was, I can't remember, there was two different choices we had in silver. And both of them could possibly promote the bluing of the skin. And that's why people were, and properly warned, not to use it or overuse it because of that potential side effect. However, with this new product, and it's in the, I believe the patent itself states the fact that this silver molecule is fully encapsulated by the oxygen, the water molecule. Thus, it does not precipitate out. Thus, you do not have any chance of becoming blue or having blue skin, and no toxicity. Some of the most important things, because today we are washing our hands like maybe never before. And what do we get for it? Chapped hands. You know, your knuckles are dry, everything's dry. This product line has a lotion that once you apply it on your hands, gives you a 4-hour to 6-hour window of protection against bugs, viruses, things like that. So it was originally designed for doctors and nurses because they were, of course, seeing multiple people, multiple patients, and they know ever since from the Civil War days that we figured this out, that you cannot contaminate another person when you have your hands on them, or you have blood from that one person and you go and operate or touch another patient. So they wash their hands in between each visit, which can be very damaging. So with that challenge, this company set out to design how can we best protect our hands and yet provide this protection without washing our hands all the time. And that product is something I use pretty much on a daily. It has hyaluronic acid in it, so it really is helpful, and the skin kind of just drinks it up. And so that product I use on my hands. The gel product I use in my nostrils or any other cuts, bruises, or anything that opens skin wounds. It's very, very important for that. And then the liquid silver, I will put it in a bottle that I can atomize it, spray it, breathe it in. I also, now that it's warmer, we do not need the use of our humidifier, but I would put a teaspoon in the humidifier. So at night, you're getting this ozonated air, has a little bit of silver in it. Very helpful for breathing. And one of the most challenging times that we have in our lives is people don't breathe when they're asleep. And it's like, what? No, you're breathing shallow, you're snoring, or you're not breathing at all, and you have these CPAP machines and other machines that help you bring in oxygen because you're not bringing in enough oxygen on your own. Various reasons, several reasons. And one I like to address all the time is our diaphragm, our rib cage is way, way too tight. So when we do breathe in, we're only getting a little bit of air because we can't fully expand our rib cage. And when you do, and you push all the air out, you get a huge exchange of good air in and bad air out. I oftentimes make this point, and it needs to be made now. If you were to take the lung tissue out of an adult and spread that lung tissue out, you know, one cell wide, out on a tennis court, the surface area within your lungs would cover half a tennis court. Okay? Get this visual. If you ever played tennis and you tried to cover half a tennis court, you know, chasing the ball down, that's a lot of surface area. So when you're breathing in, you're getting air to a large area on this court or in your lung tissue. So when you're shallow breathing, barely breathing, you're probably just covering, what, a 6x6 spot on the tennis court in regards to surface area of air? So that's why breathing, deep breathing is so important, is because you have to get this exchange going. You have to get the oxygen in and the carbon dioxide, monoxide, and the other off gases, product of your body combusting energy, out of you. And we all know it's important, but we don't pay much attention to it, and it's terrible that we don't, until times like this start to wake us up. Oh, a quick commercial, times like this. Breathing in deeply is the most important thing that all of us can do, and I realize that many of us have a lot of challenges with that. And there's a product you may want to consider, look into it, because if you have a high blood pressure challenge, you might not want to use it. That would be one of the things to avoid. But it's called Serrapeptase, S-E-R-R-E-P-E-T-A-S-E, Peptase. And it is a digestive, a proteolytic, means protein, digestive enzyme. When you take it on an empty stomach, it goes about breaking down fibrous tissue. It goes about breaking down some of the blockages in our arteries, in our joints, and in our lung tissue. Many, many people report just by taking the first dose the next morning, I feel like I can breathe deeper. Well, they can. There's less inflammation, less mucus coating this lung tissue. So by getting some of the mucus out, being able to breathe in much deeper, you'll find that your health bumps up to that next level. And by doing these simple things, you create a much higher level of wellness, not just scratching out a living. All right. Did that video pop up for that silver soul?
Got it.
Okay, let's see what that one's talking about. It all should be the same.
I'm Rima Ilebo, MD, the medical director of the Natural Solutions Foundation, and I'd like to share something with you that can save your life. You know that resistant bacteria have been created by the use of chemical antibiotics in our foods and by our doctors. And you also know that we are being bombarded with novel genetically engineered viruses and bacteria on a regular basis. Well, there's something that you can do about it. Instead of taking chemical antibiotics that kill the beneficial bacteria as well as the bad guys, and don't do such a good job at killing the bad guys because they become resistant, I'd like you to know about a well-kept secret, and that is that tiny, tiny particles of silver called nanoparticles, when taken internally or applied to an external wound or infection, are the perfect antibiotic because they only kill the bad guys. They only kill the pathogenic or disease-producing organisms. They leave the good guys, the bacteria that are responsible for so much of our immune function and so much of our digestion, completely untouched. And there's even better news. There's no toxicity to us, only to the disease-causing organisms and to parasites like the ones that cause malaria. In fact, anybody can take nanosilver. Babies, old people, people on drugs, people on various treatment regimens, anybody, because no known toxicity has ever been described for nanosilver. Now, I know about this, and I want you to know about it so that you can protect your family. To my knowledge, not only is there no toxicity, but the nanosilver that we recommend, SilverSol, can sit on your shelf forever until you need it. Will you need it? Oh, yes. You will find yourself facing new and more dangerous bacteria. You will find yourself facing new and more dangerous viruses. This is happening all the time. Drug-resistant tuberculosis, for example. Drug-resistant staphylococcus, for example. There will be more and more drug-resistant organisms. Now here's another piece of great news. Because of the way that NanoSilver operates, organisms that would cause disease cannot become resistant to it. And one more piece of good news. Silver salt not only gives you high quality, pure, refined silver in tiny, tiny particles that your body can use and then discard safely, it also has been treated to emit a very special frequency while it's in your body. At 930 terahertz, the silver emits killing frequencies for those pathogens. Everything else is unaffected by 930 terahertz. So it's a double strategy. One, the natural pathogen-killing qualities of finely divided silver are available to you. And two, the very advanced technology of frequency-stabilized silver. It's what I use. It's what I would never travel without.
Many, many things she said that was super important. One of the things that last left my mind when I heard resonant frequencies, silver alone has a resonating frequency that can penetrate so many different things, that can really bring health at a level that never was once experienced before. And also I'm using, and we got to talk about this way more next time. I'm just wanting to kind of pique your interest and give you some heads up and HealyWorld.net, places to go to do some of your own homework. But what I'm experiencing here is what's called microfrequency healing. This particular page has, it's a fitness page, and I have weight, muscle circulation, performance, strength, stamina, regeneration, and deep relaxation. Now, I just finished running another frequency that was bioenergetics. And this one, you have so many frequencies you can run for the benefit of your immune system, for colds, for allergies, for eyes, for hormones, intestines, nerves, flexibility, circulation, potency, menopause, menstruation. So you have so many different choices. This is a therapist in a pocket. You have so many things that you can choose from, and it's like nothing can be wrong. If you choose a frequency and it didn't work for you, there's no harm. But if you choose a frequency like depression, which was the first thing it recommended when I took a resonant analysis, put my finger on there, and it's like, okay, here's the first thing you need to do is get the depression frequency program. Put it on. Was I depressed free? No. Was I uplifted? Yeah, I'd say so. Ran it many times after and can actually feel a difference in many, many different ways. And I want to do it justice. So next time, next podcast, we will bring in more. Well, we did some research before with the Healy book, and we talked about Dr. McCrane. I'm going to tear her name up. But the doctor who helped Terrell Owens recover in 6 weeks from a broken leg to play in the Super Bowl. It's an amazing story. I mean, anybody cannot, you know, 6 weeks, no one can heal from a broken two bones, both bones, compound fracture, and in 6 weeks play at the highest level of performance, the Super Bowl. That's an amazing story, and it was done by microcurrent frequency, and we need to dig in deep with that and understand what the benefits it can have for us in these new and challenging times. Because believe me, the times are changing, and they are changing quickly. And where are we able to be? Are we adapting? Are we breathing? Or are we tight? Are we in fear? Because remember, fear is your greatest enemy towards your health. All right? We need to... Oh, FEAR. I love this one. Learned it many years ago. It was an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Most all our fears are false in our brain, in our mind. And then when we look for the evidence to try to justify the fear, it really isn't there. So develop your own. I love you. Take care of yourself. And look for the positive out of this experience and how it's going to propel you. Where are you becoming more healthy? with your life. Here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. Thank you.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.